culture, society, on every street and around every bend lies a world positively overflowing with both. But sometimes, we can all use a night in, removed from the endless spiral of chaos and absolute nonsense that waits outside our doors. And for those nights, there's Drizzly, the number one app for alcohol delivery. With Drizzly, you can shop local stores and compare prices on the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits, then get your favorite drinks delivered to your door in under 60 minutes. All from the comfort of your couch. Because society is great, but it doesn't have your couch. And it's windy out, and you forgot your jacket. And oh my God, would you look at the line at that place? Are you serious? So download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's drizzly.com today. You're listening to Hashtag No Filter with Zach Peter. That's me, your naturally platinum blonde pop culture connoisseur. I'm the reality TV junkie, self-improvement addict, and host with only the hottest tea spilled fresh weekly. For more hot takes, go and give me a follow at Just Plain Zach. I always keep it funny and I always keep it cute. And if you're like me and you want to stay up to date with the latest reality tea, just go and give us a follow at No Filter with Zach on the Instagram. Or you can always join our private Facebook group. The link is in the description below. Ooh, wow, we have had so much going on in the world of pop culture and reality TV this week. I had to pop out a fresh can of Drag Me Rosé, available at nofilterwine.com. All of my wines are available right now at nofilterwine.com. We have the New York-inspired one, says I'm ready to mention it all. Drag Me is obviously inspired by Potomac. We have Now Tell Me Who Gon' Check Me Boo, inspired by Atlanta. I Stole Kim's Goddamn House, inspired by Beverly Hills. Oof, I can't wait to get into that reunion, which we'll discuss in just a bit. All available at nofilterwine.com. 14% alcohol by volume, so it will get you Litty City, so please drink responsibly. But there's less than a gram of sugar, so you shouldn't be too hungover the next morning. Trust me, the other day I mixed it with some vodka in some very hefty cocktails and I was Litty City, but I woke up the next morning and powered through my 6 a.m. workout like a champ. It is designed just for you. Nofilterwine.com. All right, I'm hoping today's guest can give me some of his iconic rants, because that's what he's great at. Please welcome the host of Grant's Hollywood Rants podcast, Mr. Grant Rutter.
Hi, hello, happy to be here. Ready to rant, let's go.
Are you ready to rant? I know you always have a good rant for me, Grant.
I'm telling you, I'd do anything for one of those wines. I mean, I don't even care what city it's from. It could be from Anchorage, Alaska.
I can't believe I've never sent you some. I need to send you some.
At this point in the week, I'm ready to not drink responsibly and have one of those wines or two. So I'm ready.
Oh my God, I love it. So
let's do it.
First of all, let's dive into, I need an update on what's going on with Britney. I feel like I did Grant's podcast a few weeks ago and he brought me on as the Girardi scandal authority podcaster. And now we're going to reverse the roles. And I feel like you're the go-to source when it comes to all things Britney. So we saw that her father has now petitioned to be removed as the conservator. We've now seen her get engaged. She just pulled all her social media. Talk to me, Grant. Give me an update on what's going on with Britney.
Yeah, we talked about that. Like we mentioned, you were on the show, Grant's Rants 183, just shouting it out there. But yeah, for this current stuff with Britney, it's hard to keep up. What's happening is she is off social media as far as Instagram goes, but yet a tweet went up and her Twitter is not active and nobody believes that she's running her Twitter. So this is questionable. The only thing we can do at this point is take cues from her other half, Sam. And Sam hasn't like raised the alarm, like, where is she? But I think it makes a lot of us question, like, where is she exactly in the world? And because that was our only way of being in contact with her. So it's questionable at most. The father situation will never correct itself, it seems. He is, in my point of view, in it to get immunity. And this means that he's been very, very hard out there trying to get some decent press, using Britney's money, of course. The recent petition to end the conservatorship it went to the press before it went to the court. And that just goes to tell you, you know, what the deal is there and what the intention is. In my point of view, you know, the previous petition before that was basically 7 pages about Lynn Spears. So I've heard different people say that Jamie's lawyers are grasping at air, and it seems like it's really catching up to them. You got to give it up to Rosengart, Brittany's attorney, because he's the one who is really like calling Jamie out and being like, if you really care for your daughter, you'll do this, this, and this.
Right.
He's really pushed Jamie in a corner. So I think that things are headed in the right direction, but these court dates, they're so dragged out. We're supposed to hear on the 29th of September, but that's not going to end the conservatorship, but there might be certain things in there. There's a lot of things in this case years now. We're talking going back 2 years ago that keep getting pushed. So there's so much that has to play out, and who knows when and how, and it's all really at the discretion of this judge, who, in my point of view, does not seem like the best person to be overseeing Britney's freedom. I think Britney's been in an abusive situation for a long time. This is my point of view. And I think that there are enablers to this, and it's not good in my take.
So
not happy about it.
With where we're at, Britney is not free yet. There's still likely a long road ahead.
It seems that way. It seems that, especially if we're going to get into, which I really hope they do, not to drag this out, but I hope they get into all the forensic investigations financially. I hope they go all the way back, follow the money, follow where all this has started. This whole conservatorship started on really shaky ground. They still consider this conservatorship to be voluntary. Can you believe it? So that's how it was found. She was not able to hire her own attorney way back when. So there's so much effery to discuss, so much crap to get through. And I hope that they all go down as they should along the way, but it's going to take a long time.
So do you think, what are your thoughts on the mom and on Jamie Lynn, the sister?
Oh. Not much. Nothing very positive. The mother waited like, okay, so in the last 2 years, she hired a lawyer. They've been involved. They've made, you know, a little bit of noise, but too little too late. You don't show up after 10 years. And, you know, your daughter, in my point of view, has been, you know, abused. Even if, let's just say, if half the stuff Britney said in that testimony was false, it's still too much. It's still terrible. And, you know, these are all people who have benefited. Jamie Lynn, major benefits. And she has the audacity to go on social media and talk about how she, like, we don't need this. We can stay at the Ritz-Carlton. My husband's working, but he's on the phone looking at Britney's Instagram, allegedly. But, I mean, it's just absolutely a joke. And I just have no real respect for them. Jamie Lynn, the only thing she had to do and all of this was just to show respect to her sister and support her sister through the whole thing. She can recuse herself and can say, I have nothing really to do with it, but I just want my sister to be happy. Not go on and go, I don't care if she wants to go to the Amazon and have a million. It's like, what are you talking about? So she and her posts are just atrocious and terrible. And the mother really needs to, it's just too little too late. I wouldn't blame Britney if she didn't bother with any of them again. They've gotten enough out of her for long enough.
Why do you think that they didn't speak up? Or do you think that they were speaking up? Because we saw the brother come out and he's like, oh, well, any woman in this family, if they want something, they get what they want. Let me scratch my balls.
Yep, pretty much. No, they've all benefited. I mean, they have her property in Destin, Florida. That's like one example right there. It's just, I don't know. The mother, again, she lives in that house, Serenity, and Britney built that for her. Like, this whole family would have nothing without her. And to know what's going on and just to accept it as something that just is, and knowing that, you know, I don't know. I was going to say, I don't think Britney is incapacitated. We saw her perform. So just knowing they know her better than I do, and they know that she can at least carry a conversation. She just doesn't meet the criteria. So to sit there, I only see people benefiting. I don't see people upset. I think I've been more upset than her whole family's been.
What do you think about the fiance?
I feel good about Sam. I've had to feel good about Sam. It's the only touchstone into the real, a touchstone to real life that she's had. And so I've always tried to be really optimistic about him. Yeah, he's on there, you know, selling the fitness stuff and flexing and all that. It could be a lot worse. The age difference is a little weird just because he's younger than me, and like, it's just questionable. But I gotta believe that he's there for her.
Yeah. Well, let's hope he is. Let's hope it's for the
best. I hope so.
I mean, if not, she can always pull a J-Lo and Ben Affleck and just go back to Kevin Federline.
Oh, I don't think she'll go back to him. Oh, he has like so many, she has so much leverage over her because of those kids. He's disgusting. He's another one. Talk about only benefiting. Mm. The only, all he's done in the relationship is benefited.
Everybody's benefiting but Britney.
Yep, that's the problem.
Shall we pivot over to your favorite reality show, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Oh, God, what a contentious relationship I have with this show. Yes, if we must, we must. No, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, so we know the reunion just taped. There were a lot of rumors that came out about the reunion that I have debunked. I debunked on Friday's episode of the podcast. But I want to talk about over the weekend, we saw their fashion looks came out. And so I want to know what you think about some of these looks, because I would collectively rate it overall like a 2 out of 10. Like, they're bad. Overall, I think the set is a little underwhelming. I don't understand the theme. Like, normally we have a theme.
Well, I'm going right to your Instagram and I'm looking at the post that you made, the reunion fashion, because I need this as a reference. Okay. But I did look. What is the set? So it's like a backyard. There are like cypress trees. There's a blue scrim, like we're at high school drama. You know, I mean, some potted plants. I do love plants. I mean, I don't understand what is the motif? Like, you know, usually sometimes they grab from like where they went on a trip,
right.
A theme or something. Well, I don't understand this so much. It's like outdoor living, I guess. Maybe that's because it's for COVID times.
And maybe it's like to emulate being outdoor is like, I don't understand it.
Yeah. It's odd. Even on like a scripted show, like a soap opera, when they do sets that are supposed to be outdoors on a soundstage, it never fully works. It never fully translates. I don't know. To have it in a controlled environment like this, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe the lighting is better than these photos.
I mean,
that's what's going to save it is the lighting.
Right. Okay. So collectively, we'll go into the individual looks, but just collectively looking at their fashion and all of them standing together, what are your impressions? I give it a 2 out of 10 collectively. And I feel like that's a generous offer.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing really to talk about here. There's no like, wow, like
no
really
wow
like incredible. Yeah, no, I have a lot to say about the individual look. So again, I will save that. But yeah, I'm looking at this group shot on your Instagram. Yeah, it's underwhelming. I don't understand what two people in particular are doing. I just like have no idea.
It's underwhelming. It's like there's no real standout of like, wow, she looks incredible. There's no standout. Altogether, they just look random. Like there's no cohesion. Like I loved when they did the like the neon colors, and each of them had like a bright like yellow, and Rinna had the orange. Like I loved that because it was, you know, there was a color pattern to it. I don't know. There's no pattern. There's no, like, at least sequence has been a pattern in the past. I think even last year via Zoom, they still had like the glitter sparkly sequence theme.
I couldn't sit through that. But remember when Atlanta had they were all dressed in all white. I believe it was an Africa theme.
Yeah.
That was pretty groundbreaking for the time, because that was like the first time it was like a cohesive situation. It really translated. I want to just add that this group photo of all the women collectively, they all look like they're going to a different event.
Right.
All of their outfits are they're dressed for something different. None of them could go to the same thing and dress this way as a group. That's just my initial take.
And like the caliber of like high end to like, you know, go into the club dress is like, it's like, I don't even. Okay. So let's break them down individually. We'll start with Sutton. So she's in like it's a pretty blue dress above the knee, strapless. It's kind of like flowy and billowy. I don't know. I've never loved Sutton's fashion, to be honest, but this doesn't look bad. I would give it like a 7 out of 10. She's got some big, long earrings that are very distracting. Her hair is very simple. Like she looks very, you know, simple small town.
Simple small town. Okay. Keeping up with the brand. The hair is just, you know, laid back behind the shoulders. This look is questionable to me because I expected more from her. This is her first reunion as a full-time housewife. The seating chart is its own story. I know you covered this on the, on your podcast. She's sitting on the end. I don't understand that.
I'm in full support of that. Let me just, I know you are.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't know why Kyle is there. Kyle could sit in the back room for a few hours. We can just roll her out at some point. This look, though, it reminds me kind of like, you know, we're getting ready to go to like a summer formal or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like a prom length dress, or it may be like a winter ball, but just in blue. I don't know. I'm not digging the look. I expected more from her. We know her. We were introduced to her, right, as having incredible connections in the fashion industry. Dolce & Gabbana, was that mm-hmm. the group that the two, not that that's much to brag about these days, those yeah. two fools. But I just thought we'd be seeing a lot more like looks yeah. than this. This is something I feel like, last thing I'll say, and I like something, but this is something I would see on a rack at a mall.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, let's move on to Rinna. Rinna is giving me major like Batman villain Pat the Puss vibes. It's like this long purple. I mean, I guess I think it would be similar to like Kim Kardashian's Met Gala look with the all black. It was a very long, all covered. It was all black. Rinna's not wearing all body. Black. It's not. It's full body. The shoes match the dress. It's purple and it's got, what is that? Like, is it a cheetah print or a leopard print?
I think it looks like snake, but I'm zoomed in, but I could be wrong.
Oh, maybe it is snake. Okay.
I can picture her having a good laugh over the fact that she's dressed as a snake at the reunion. Even though this, and you said it on your podcast, I have to agree, not the best season for her. Overall, not terrible, but not too involved. This was not prime Rinna this season. So I don't know what to expect as far as content goes, but this look is okay. It's yeah. fashionable. It's of the moment.
Yes.
I think this would look very, very dated. Talk to me in like 4 years and this is going to be a dated look.
Yeah, but at least for now, I actually, for that reason, I would say maybe this is my number two look.
Okay.
It's not
bad. I mean,
bad.
Dressing as a snake at the reunion is really actually quite appropriate.
Right?
So, you know, even if she is dressed as maybe it's an alligator print, probably maybe. Even more appropriate. Yeah. So who knows?
I love it. Okay, next one is Dorit Kemsley. And Dorit looks like she, this is my number one favorite look of all of them, the best of the worst. And I think it's very nice. It's a very elegant dress. It's sleeveless. It's got a nice long slit up her left thigh. The shoes are very simple. Is it wrapped in pearls?
It looks to be covered in
pearls, right? Her hair is very simple, though. I mean, I expected like some high glam, high fashion something from any of them, and we got that from none of them.
Yeah. I imagine this is a Nectaria dress that she's collaborated
it looks like,
with.
Yeah, it looks similar to like a wedding dress, to be honest.
Yeah, where they talked about with all the pearls. Where it has like 14,000 individually sewn pearls. I was like, I don't know about that. I like this look. I'm giving her my best dress look. I really like her and this look. I've been a little bit kinder to Beverly Hills these days.
I noticed.
Yeah. The length of the dress is perfect. You can tell it was tailor-made for her. I don't know about the high neck, but I think, you know what? This is what we have to really think about with these dresses. How are they going to look on camera when they're seated and really getting those bust shots, you know, from the bust up. And that's a term. I'm not just saying that to be crass.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how this would look. I mean, I'm used to seeing her with more jewelry, so this doesn't give her an opportunity for any type of real jewelry except maybe earrings. But the jewelry, I guess, is on the dress.
Yeah.
I like the
look. It's very minimalist.
This head-on shot, though, if you're on Zach's Instagram, it's not the most flattering shot of her. I've seen her at other angles of the dress, and I think she looks a lot more glamorous in other angles.
In the Facetune angle she posted herself?
Exactly. Yes. Who wouldn't?
I love Dorit. Dorit is probably my favorite.
Yeah. Wow. No, I'm into Dorit, especially this season. She's making me laugh, and that's all I need.
Okay, let's move on. Oh, Go ahead.
I was just going to say her and the husband, and I have hated on that husband for as long as I can remember.
Can we just say PK was waiting? He was waiting for his moment where he could go in on Erica after she dragged him for Pantygate. He was just waiting for his moment to be able to throw in the dagger, and now he's twisting it all sorts of left and right.
Can I just add his one quick anecdote? He's keeping it smart because he called out the fact that he lost not one, but $2 billion. And so he's literally joking about things so that way no one can get out in front of him and call him out for his losses. So PK knows what he's doing.
Wait, can we
doesn't mean he's a good guy.
Can I just give you an exclusive right now?
Please.
I just got a DM from Kathy Hilton's account. The verified blue check mark account.
Yes.
This is Kathy's assistant. She really hates the solo photo of her from the reunion. Not sure how it was sent out. Would you be willing to take it down and repost with this photo?
Well,
I don't know if that's any different, though.
No, I'm scrolling. Let me compare. Her mouth is closed. That's about the only difference.
What was the original look? Oh, I guess that wasn't a very good look of her. Posture is a little
flattering.
Off.
Yeah, not the most flattering sitting situation.
Okay, well, I guess now that we're on Kathy, what do you think of Kathy Hilton's look? Do you think I should? I can't take the whole post down.
I know it's already performing well.
It's already performing so well. It's got over 500 likes, 100 comments. Yeah. Like, I can't take it down now.
Well, this look is a summer look. This, to me, I'm underwhelmed. Of course, I'm not seeing her standing up in this dress, but I don't know. I don't know much. I mean, by the way, I should add, I am not a fashionista. I don't know much about this type of stuff, but like I'm looking at this and it's simple. I want more from this. I would expect more. I've followed the Hiltons and Kathy for like 20 years very closely. I don't know if you remember, there was that show, I Want to Be a Hilton, which is all time. And I just always imagined, and I would see her at different award shows. She always was very, very dressed, very, very classy. And I just expected a lot more elegance and glamour from her because I know she can, you know, she can just kind of pick.
Yeah.
It's easy for her. This is kind of effortless and it's a little, I hate to say it, but it's aging her.
Yeah.
It's aging her in that shot. Yeah.
It's not very flattering on her. I mean, it's not bad, but it's just like, a lot of people were comparing it to like a Christmas dress, like I'm going to a Christmas party.
Yeah. I would have rather seen her in like an all white or all black suit. I think it'll be a more age appropriate.
All white would have been really nice on her.
Like a cream or like an ivory too.
Like a nice ivory. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would have been elegant. It would have been very on brand for her. Like, this just feels like something she's worn to, like, a cocktail party.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Let's scoot over to Crystal. So, Crystal Minkoff still hasn't heard of Sutton Strack. I love me some Crystal. I know people hate her, but I love her. This dress, it's pink. It's got long sleeves. It's got a nice little shoulder pad. It's way below the knee. Very interesting choice, very nicely fitted, I would say, with exception for the arms and the shoulder pads, or I guess the bottom hem isn't even, like, it's actually not that nicely fitted, with exception for her waist. I think it also, like, really smashes, her chest. It makes her chest look a little flat, and she's got a beautiful figure that I think we don't fully see that in this dress.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Sleeping Beauty.
I was going to say Disney Princess.
Yeah, Disney Princess Sleeping Beauty. Yeah.
Well, this is what I mean earlier when I said that all these women are dressed for different occasions.
Yeah.
Because flashing back to Rinna, who's wearing some type of skin.
Yeah.
And then this, I mean, very different looks. I guess maybe the puffy sleeves are of the moment and that will look good on camera. But yeah, this, I don't know where she'd be going in this dress. It's very conservative.
She'd be going to the ball.
Yeah, it's very conservative.
And I was not expecting a conservative dress from Crystal. I wanted her to bring some of that zing.
Yeah, and the hair, too, doesn't really match in my point of view because the hair is kind of like, what is it? It's
simple.
It's a side braid, simple, with like this formal look. I don't know. I thought she's another one who could probably pull off like a nice like suit or like a deep V-neck situation with like, you know, going to work. Get the boobs out.
Yeah, like, she's got an incredible figure that I think that would have been, I don't know, she's worn such great looks this season that I'm a little disappointed in this one. I would say this is probably, like, my number three or number four. I would give Dorit number one, Rinna number two.
This one, Crystal's pretty low on my list. And I don't really care for her on the show too much, but in all fairness, I didn't see the first half of the season because I just couldn't be bothered. But I picked up with the Erica stuff. So I really don't know her, so I'm kind of withholding judgment. But for what I've seen so far, I'm a little underwhelmed. I think
I think she's underwhelming in the second half of the season because she's not as part of the Erica stuff. Yeah, but at the beginning of the season, her and Sutton had it out, and she, like, it was a whole thing between the two of them. And people liked her then, and they hated Sutton back then because they, you know, she said some interesting things. And I was like, yeah, we're calling her a racist a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago. And now you love her for calling out Erica. You need to pick a lane, y'all.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Let's talk about Garcelle. I hate this look. It is bad.
This is bad. I thought in the group shot, it was like a flapper situation. Like, you know, like, we're going, I was like, you know, not to try in Chicago, but it just reminded me of that era. Now that I see this look, this is a beach cover up. This is a beach cover, right?
Like one of Kyle's muumuus that is just kind of, it's a sheer kind of covering over the dress underneath.
It's a metallic look. It's a short dress. I don't know how it really works for her. I hate to say that, but I don't think it really works.
I don't think it works either. And I'm also, like, not a big fan. Like, I can't tell if, like, the cleavage part is supposed to be, like, a nude. Because if it's supposed to be a nude, it doesn't match her skin tone at all. And almost to the point where, like, I don't think it was supposed to be a nude. But, like, typically you have that kind of, like, covering around, you know, your breasts because you're trying to be a little more conservative, or at least that's the impression that I got initially. And if that wasn't the impression, or is it just that it's like a sheer white and that's why it looks like a pale gray? And
I think
it's not
it might
a
be
nude.
A sheer white. Yeah. Now, if you look at the sleeves on this dress, they remind me of Mother of the Bride. They're like big bell sleeves. And I don't know the correct, I'm not a fashion guy, but they come pretty low. You know, you can see her arms through them, which isn't the problem. It's just that cut is, I don't like it. But I wonder if I would appreciate this look more if it was in a gold metallic.
No, I just think the dress overall is not fitting. I mean, it's not, or not, it just, like, it doesn't
look good. The first thing I look at are her knees, her thighs, and her legs. Mm-hmm. And that's not something that's not the first thing you want to see when you see someone. And I'm not saying she doesn't have good legs. It's just the eye goes to the kneecaps. And
right.
When you walk into a room, you know, my eyes are up here.
You
want to look good. So, yeah, no, not about this look. This for me is last place.
Yeah, it's terrible. Okay, next one is Kyle. Kyle Richards, your favorite. And Kyle looks like she's about to go out to, like, this is the dress you wear when you're like, okay, we have to go do, you know, cocktails for my husband's business. And then after this, I'm going clubbing and I don't want to change. So I'm just going to party hop to the bar.
This is tied for last. I mean, can we just be real?
This is not good. I'm really disappointed. Considering this is her 11th reunion, you would think she would know better.
She is trying to look like Meredith Marks in this picture. I don't know if she's trying, but she resembles Meredith Marks in this picture with the pursed lips and the hair up. She always has had great hair. I don't know. This is not great. This hair is, I mean, let's just start from the top. The hair is a mess. And I don't know, again, maybe this isn't the beginning or the end of a very long day. Maybe it's not a flattering shot, but it just does not work. And it's distracting. The outfit definitely is like, okay, we're going to go to catch.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and have drinks afterwards
tonight. Yeah. It's a short dress. I like a black, or maybe this is a dark blue. And I like white dots and stuff like that. Like, I have a few shirts like that, but this is probably, I'm sure, bedazzled. But for someone who really considers herself a fashionable person, she's had the store, she's had the lines. This is, you wouldn't know this is someone who has taste in fashion with this look.
It's very, it's like,
not for a reunion.
No, not for a reunion. But, like, I mean, I guess if, yeah, like, to your point, if I saw her out at catch, I'd be like, oh, Kyle looks cute tonight. Maybe that's not my favorite.
Yeah.
But she looks cute, you know?
She's ready to go out. She's ready. She must have reservations and has to book it because I don't know what this outfit is.
Okay, let's talk about the last one because this one is bad. Erica Jane / Girardi. She's wearing this like satin pale pink dress. Full sleeves, shoulder pads, very ruffly at the bottom, above the knee. To me, it's just a bad look overall. I think she always brings heavy glam and even can get very campy that I think works for her. But I think in this sense, it's like, I don't understand what look she was really going for. The dress itself is not flattering. The color on her is awful because it's too close to her skin tone and gets washed out with the blonde hair that like it's all, she just looks washed out head to toe. Like you have to like have like a real pigment in your skin tone to really be able to pull off a dress of this color.
Good point. Now, again, I'll say it for the third time. I'm not a fashion person, but this dress doesn't seem to be in style.
No.
Anymore. Like this, it's, we're talking about satin. There's different, like, it looks like there's like a sash situation. And then it's like, it's not perfectly sheer. I don't know. This is not a comment on her body. This is just a comment on the gathering of the fabric on the dress. It just doesn't seem like this would be in style. I looked at this picture when I saw this post and said, I wonder what like went into this. Cause like what type of image is she trying to portray? We know that she's given this a lot of thought over the years, especially right now. She knows this reunion is all about her. So this is her moment. So what is she going to do? I don't know. Again, not that I'm all for it. Having it for women in suits, this is a serious time. Maybe she should be dressed way more conservative. And I don't know what the deal is with this look, but I think it's out of style and it's just not, I think it's in poor taste.
Yeah.
The hair is fine. The hair is good. I'll give her that.
The hair is nice. The hair is pretty.
It's full.
It's a little underwhelming considering what she's given us in the past, but it looks nice. I think hair wise, she would maybe be like, Dorit's hair looks fine. Rinna's hair is okay. I mean, I wish Rinna would have done like a wig moment because she's really big on the wigs. No, I like Erica's hair.
Yeah, maybe I should be more fair because we do know that Bravo has to approve these looks.
Bravo approves every detail of the look before.
Yeah. So in my mind, and I'm not saying that she did this, but I would have said, no, I want to go very conservative, very like just toned down for this. It's just, it's a very tough time. It's a serious time in my life. And there are victims that now the public has seen and heard from. And I mean, Bravo, this is why I go back to Bravo. They probably did not want Erica Jane to turn down.
Yeah.
They probably didn't want her to turn down. So this is like, you know, it's a little much, But I mean, Erica hasn't given a damn about her appearance as far as how she looks to the victims yet. So
yeah.
Just another F you to everybody.
See, in comparison to that, though, like, I feel like the Instagram account is very, like, sexy and flashy. And I don't get sexy or flashy from this. If anything, the impression I get is I want to be washed out so that I'm not the center of attention, probably because I'm going to be so center of attention at the reunion that I'm going to really tone it down. Because why else would you wear a color that just completely washes you out?
Well, this is a very, I agree. And to the yes, and this tone of dress is almost like, it's not Barbie pink, but it reminds me of like, it's the shade of pink when a baby is born, right?
Yeah.
If they're assigned female at birth. And it's, I'm wondering if this is to pull in some type of like innocence.
I think that I got that impression that that was not that that was the landing, but that that could have potentially been the intention.
Yeah. Like a doll, like trying to look like a doll.
Yes, it's very doll. It's very doll, but it also kind of gave me like Baby Jane doll vibes that it just didn't fully land for me.
Yeah. Wow. That's it. We are on the same page with this. This is fun. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
Okay. Well, here we go. Well, the reunion will be coming out in October, so we're only a few weeks away from seeing at least a trailer of what's to come at the reunion, and I hear it's going to be juicy. It's Miss Juicy, baby.
Well, the way things break on this case so quick, they better hurry up because it could be very irrelevant quickly.
On that moment or on that topic, so Bethany Frankel just came out on her podcast, Just Be, because she's Just Be and she's just going to be real and be strong. She revealed on her podcast that her ex-boyfriend, Dennis, the one that passed away, he works in the bank lending community. He lent Tom Girardi a lot of money, and Tom owed a lot of money to a lot of these bank lenders. That's really nothing new. We've known that. But Bethany said that she discovered this back in like 2018-ish and revealed it to Andy and to Kyle. And I just found the timing of it all very interesting.
Yeah, like why now? To be the question around this. I don't know. I mean, is this a case of Bethany having to be right again? Like, yeah, is this an I told you so moment by Bethany? It could be. Jess from Hot Takes and Deep Dives sent me this link and I was ready.
Yeah, she sent it to me too.
Yeah, I was so excited to read it. And excited was one thing. I couldn't get to it till like 8 hours later, but it was like in the back of my mind. And I was like trying to like, just take peeks at it. I was like, what did she say? And this is an interesting article. I probably should listen to the podcast, although do I need to if I read what she said? I like to know. I like to know these things when the worlds collide. And I believe Bethany in this. I am not Team Erica Jane. So, I mean, this is all more reinforcement in her public opinion case against Erica Jane.
Yeah. It's interesting. I also feel like, you know, and I mentioned this on my episode that came out on Friday, like it's being taken out of context just a little bit. Cause like, she's basically saying that everybody in that bank lender community knew that Tom was taking out a lot of money. Does that mean everybody knew everything about the Girardis, the way the story is kind of running? Not necessarily. To me, it's more of like the timing of her releasing the information was very, like, I don't know. I think you're right. Maybe it was her just trying to be like, see, I was right. But I'm also, because a lot of people are like, why didn't she say it before the reunion? They're like getting a little conspiracy theory and thinking that maybe this was a way to kind of hype stuff up for the reunion, but Andy wouldn't have to address it at the reunion necessarily.
Oh, yeah. No, Bethany isn't going to do anything that doesn't come with a check. I don't see why she would need to promote the Beverly Hills reunion. I don't know if I agree with that. But what was interesting in the article is they said that he can't say no, meaning Tom cannot tell Erica no.
Right. And I've heard that too from former employees and people that knew them, that he would never tell her no. And she was a big spender and was probably part of his demise.
Yeah. I believe it. Yeah. I mean, the two of them look like they spent a lot of money. She definitely wasn't holding back. She took full advantage. I think she's the biggest opportunist going. So I'm not at all surprised. I don't know, though. I wonder, is it a control thing? Is it he can't say no to her because he adores her, or because he can't say no to her because they have all these arrangements outside of the marriage? And it's like, this is what we do. This is our arrangement. So
I don't think it was because he loved her. I mean, maybe part of it was he wanted to keep her around, and keeping her around was keeping her happy. Because we see now he has a younger woman that he's been, you know, bopping around town with for the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
I want to add, I said for years, looking at these two, the way they spoke to one another is like if I were to go visit an ailing grandparent in a nursing home, and you know, you're respectful, you're present, and you're very engaged, but it's not the same type of relationship you have with a spouse. And I don't believe these two, in the way they were acting, I don't think they're sharing a bed, because I don't know anyone that speaks to each other and behaves that way around each other when they're sharing a bed.
No, I've heard that but I've heard that she hasn't even been living in the Pasadena mansion, that she had a place elsewhere that she was staying.
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either. I don't know if that's true, but I'm not surprised.
If you told me she had several boyfriends since starting the show, I'd say, yeah, I believe it. Like, I mean, there's very little that would surprise me between the two of them. Now, it is a little surprising that he has all these women that want to bother with his ass, but I guess not.
It's the money.
Yeah.
It's not because he's
not anymore.
Not anymore. Well, I don't know. Miss Amber Ringler is still out there going to lunch with him in Pasadena.
Who's paying for that? Who's paying for that? That's what I want to know.
Great question. Well, apparently, whatever money he still has, his little Social Security money and maybe some disability money, you know, now that he has glaucoma and he fought off a burglar, you know.
Well, that's not going to get you to Morton's once a week, but, you know, we'll see. Let me know.
We'll see.
Where is he living? I'm just curious. So you can
at the Pasadena Mansion.
He's still there.
He's still there. He's allowed to live there until they sell it. And who the fuck's going to want to buy it when he's literally living there?
Yeah, that's a deterrent if there ever was one.
Right? Like, why would I want to move into his house and he's still living there? No, thank you. I don't want to tour that house. Well, I don't know. Ronald Richard says that he's considering buying it, so...
Oh, of course he is. Of course he is.
He tweeted that.
What a circus.
He tweeted that. I mean, he should probably pay his mortgage first, but... it was interesting that he tweeted about Lisa Rinna having a mortgage, and then I found out he has one too, and I should probably just shut up now before my DMs start blowing up again. Grant Rutter, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Oh my God, this was the perfect escape. It has been a long week. I had fun with this. I'm glad we got to cover as much as we did.
I'm glad we did as well. Your podcast is Grant's Rants, Hollywood Talk, and you have a lot of Hollywood to talk about and a lot of rants that you give us, Grant.
Thank you. It's been around for a while. I'm still keeping it going. I'm a lot less consistent with it because of life. And I am trying to get back to some type of normalcy. There's a lot going on. And yeah, I'm just luckily right now with everything coming back in the fall, I feel like there's a lot of pop culture to discuss. There's a lot more happening than in recent times. So I'm a little more encouraged.
Yes. Where can people listen to the podcast and keep up with you?
Yeah, you can listen to me rant and complain on Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast. And over on Instagram, there's a lot of stories. There's a lot of commentary. When the mood strikes me, I am at It's Grant's Rants, ITS Grant's Rants. And the same thing on Twitter. And yeah, I am ready to keep going. I'm ready. There's a lot to discuss. So let's do it, especially Beverly Hills. I mean, this is like a disaster, right? So
but it's a perfect disaster. It's a pretty mess, Grant. It is a pretty mess.
They finally have a storyline. So congratulations.
Thank you so much, Grant Rutter, for chatting with me today on hashtag No Filter with Zach Peter. That's me. You guys can give me a follow at Just Plain Zach. Follow the show at No Filter with Zach on the Instagram. You can go and see the reunion look that Kathy Hilton hates so much. Thank you guys for joining us today on this Monday. I hope you have a wonderful week. We have a new episode coming out this Wednesday. And then we have our live that's going to be going, that'll be coming out on the podcast on Friday. We have book club on Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. Pacific. We are breaking down chapters 4 through 6 of Erika Jayne's book, Pretty Mess. And it's going to be juicy. All right, guys, I will talk to you later. I have to go and interrogate Grant a little bit more and get more of his real hot takes that he's not going to give us on the show. All right, I will talk to you this Wednesday. Ciao for now. Bye.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.